Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Israel has said it carried out more than 500 air and artillery attacks on the Gaza Strip overnight. It said bombs were launched at what it claimed were Hamas targets. The strikes were ordered in response to an attack by Hamas on Saturday, in which more than 700 Israelis were killed and more than 2,000 were wounded. Around 100 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas militants. An Israeli Defence Forces spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the scale of the Hamas attack.
It is by far the worst day in Israeli history. Never before have so many Israelis been killed by one single thing, let alone enemy activity, on one day. This could be a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor wrapped into one.
Health officials in Gaza have said more than 400 Palestinians have been killed and around 2,000 people have been injured in the Israeli bombings. They said power cuts were widespread, posing difficulties for medical staff treating the wounded. Tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians have had to leave their homes. Jason Lee from the charity Save the Children said civilians making their way to shelters were undertaking a dangerous journey.
Families taking the risk, putting all their loved ones, their belongings, whatever they can carry, and moving to these shelters. Now, there have not been any cessations or stops in the fighting, so the route of these families is gravely dangerous. And of course, we see this in the numbers of people being injured and the numbers of people being killed in Gaza so far.
A 22-year-old Irish-Israeli woman, Kim Dampty, is missing. She was last seen on Saturday morning as the Hamas attack on Israel began. Her mother, Jennifer Dampty, spoke to ABC News from her home in Tel Aviv about her fears for her daughter.
You can't sleep. All I can think about is where she is, if she's suffering, if she's still alive. I just want her back. So many other mothers here today. I'm not the only one. Everybody is missing somebody. I want the world to condemn this behaviour. I didn't bring my children up to hate anybody.
The conflict has been discussed at an emergency closed-door session of the United Nations Security Council. The UN Middle East envoy briefed council members, calling on countries to exert diplomatic efforts to restore calm. The United States is sending immediate extra munitions to Israel. The Pentagon also announced it was deploying naval vessels, including an aircraft carrier, with a deck of warplanes to the eastern Mediterranean. In other news, the coalition party leaders met until the early hours of this morning to finalise most of the details of tomorrow's budget. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
The leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party met for several hours yesterday to hammer out the detail of tomorrow's budget announcement. They were joined by the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, and the Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue. Ahead of the meeting, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said a small number of outstanding issues remained, including the tax package, supports for small businesses, and the health and social welfare budgets. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the fundamental focus was on protecting people from the impact of the cost of living increases. However, the cost of living package is expected to be smaller than last year's €4 billion in once-off measures. Social welfare increases to core payments could be above the €12 previously flagged. And there will be mortgage interest relief delivered through the tax system. Some of the corporation tax receipts will be funneled into two new funds. One will focus on infrastructure, while the other will provide for pensions and other future liabilities.
Police in Northern Ireland are asking for the public's help in tracing four children missing from County Fermanagh. It's believed they may have crossed the border. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The four siblings, aged between 16 and 8, were last seen in the Lisnaskí area on Thursday. They are Louise, Marie-Theresa, Owen and Christina Mohan, aged 16, 15, 12 and 8. It's believed they may have crossed the border in the company of their parents, Kathleen and Martin Mohan. Chief Inspector Lynn Corbett urged the parents, children or anyone else who knows of the family's whereabouts to contact the authorities to provide information and reassurance that the children are safe. Chief Inspector Corbett said it was important the four siblings returned to Northern Ireland as soon as possible. The PSNI has issued a photograph of the missing children and their parents. While it was taken a number of years ago, it's hoped it may still help to find the family. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Belfast.
A motorcyclist in his late 40s has died in a road incident in County Donegal. The single vehicle collision happened near Glenties yesterday afternoon. Now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Reduce your carbon footprint and your home heating costs with the award-winning Grant Vortex boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be dense fog in some areas this morning, leading to poor visibility. It'll be largely dry today. There'll be patchy rain across Ulster this morning. Mist and fog will lift in many areas during the day, and there'll be hazy sunshine. It'll remain misty in some coastal areas during the day. Today will be warm and humid, with highest temperatures ranging from 18 to 23 degrees.